Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, teddy bear jeans, a $1,000 bill, and a poop-powered car. It's all coming up next.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian-approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
July's got the sunshine. April has the showers. January's got the snow. May brings all the flowers. November's got the turkey. December's got Christ sweet Jesus. While October's got the pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice, a little in my latte would sure be nice, but keep it out of my shampoo. Can I give you some advice? Go easy on the pumpkin spice. You know I like it in a candle, I don't mind it in my tea. I love it in hooch, even though it's bad for me. Going out of my gourd, headed to rehab, it better for it. Drink a whiskey with the pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice, yeah, pumpkin spice. Put it in your madam, you'll make your dookie smell nice. Oh. Don't put it in your douche, cause no one wants to smooch. A cooch that smells like pumpkin pie. Take it, Michael. Pumpkin spice, leave it out of my deodorant and my pizza slice. For you freaks who want a blumpkin, try it with a splash of pumpkin. Oh, it's easy with the pumpkin spice. Oh, the caves, they've got spelunking. The bronze got the dunking. Cardi B's got the junkin'. James Brown put the funkin'. Tobin's got the pumpkin spice. Oh, the pumpkin spice.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, right.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And Christy Lee, once again, over there with her cap on. What's going on over there?
Hey, teddy bear jeans have become the surprising internet fashion hit of the year.
No, this is really, when they say fashion hit of the year, they're like three people wearing these things.
Fashion designer Chad Nazem created N-A-Z-A-M.
They call him the Chasm.
Nazem the Chasm.
Created the jeans that feature a total of 200 tiny stuffed animals sewn along the pant legs.
Now, Tom.
Hate it.
The plushies are hand-sewn by a team of sewers, including Mr. Nazam's 79-year-old grandmother, with a single pair taking up to 8 hours.
You can imagine her crippled hands trying to sew 200. These are little teeny tiny teddy bears.
When you say that the only two or three people this fad has caught on, you know it's possible that it is a fad and you're unaware of it. You have to agree with that.
The 22-year-old began selling the jeans in April at $650 a pair.
You know what? His silence speaks volumes.
Yes.
I think it does.
And has been building a steady following of devoted fans ever since.
Really?
Among them, Seattle Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf, who was spotted in the unique jeans late last month. Mm. I believe we have a picture. There you go.
Oh. They're worse than I thought they'd be.
Yeah. Worse.
How do you sit?
They're hideous.
Are they just on the front? Like chaps?
No, they must be, because if otherwise you'd be...
I'll bet not.
No, because there's so many, if you sat on them, they'd just be like sitting on a thin cushion or something. It wouldn't...
Be like sitting on a cloud.
They're very silly.
You wouldn't be...
I thought they were just little brown traditional teddy bears.
Yeah, oh, if you saw this at, say, Coachella or Sturgis, sure. You might go, oh yeah, all right, there's somebody having a good time. But out and about regularly?
Yeah, wear those to your job interview.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe if you're applying to Build-A-Bear.
Well, the last time,
that would be dress code, yeah.
Yeah.
When's the last time you wore bell-bottoms, Tom?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right?
70s, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. How did those go? Because I can remember, in my mind, there will never be another type of jean other than bell-bottoms. I can plainly remember that. Mm. We'll never go back to straight leg, if you will.
Yeah, right.
Are they making a comeback? I believe they are.
I see them every now and again.
With the
guy.
With the ladies. Yeah, I was just going to say.
My daughter has a couple pairs.
Bell bottoms?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have four pairs. I love them. Like, I call them wide leg jeans.
Like elephant bells or something?
Yeah, wide leg jeans. I wore them yesterday.
Huh.
That's how much you pay attention. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
So anyway, teddy bear pants.
They look kind of cool on DK Metcalf, I got to tell you.
Well.
Yeah, kind of. I can't.
He'd probably look sexy wearing a piece of bologna on his schlong. I think that.
That is a hot look.
Bologna
a hot
on his
look.
Schlong.
I mean,
that's fun. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of fun.
He's amazing.
Right?
He can run like 25 miles an hour, of course.
Oh, God. He's hot.
I see that picture?
NFL, he's great looking. He plays.
And he's got a colorful top to match.
Very silly.
He's an amazing piano player, I guess. And he's just nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he married?
I don't think so.
You like older women?
I think he might.
All right.
Yeah.
He's got the teddy bear. Teddy bear pants. Pat, do you have a song about this?
Yes, I do. Here we go.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not even Pat.
I look at my silly jeans and these tiny teddy bears. Take 8 hours to complete, and they're $650 a pair. My silly jeans.
His silly jeans.
Tiny teddy bears. So on a bunch of plushies, sell them on Instagram. DK Metcalf has a pair, even Cam Newton, had a lie. I just want to wear.
Just wants to wear.
Tiny teddy bears.
Tiny teddy bears.
Oh, it's hard to sit in these fancy pants. I almost fell down the stairs. Look at these stupid jeans.
Look at those stupid jeans.
Tiny teddy bears. Look at me in my teddy bear.
A very impressive outfit.
Thank you very much.
And if you fell down, it would be kind of like wearing bubble wrap. You got all that protection.
And they are only in the front. There's a picture of this picture. He shows a DK Metcalf walking around in them.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you can see his butt?
Well.
It's just denim on the back.
Yeah, it's like it's like chaps.
Yes.
That way your boyfriend has good access.
They're not like chaps because you have the back is in there. Right?
Well, right, but...
No, but it's...
Just the front of the bears.
The 200 teddy bears are sewn onto the front. Yeah. Yeah, this is something you could, if you could do this as a project if you wanted to do this at home.
See, and this is where he starts to talk to us like we have making baskets at the insane asylum. Do you hear?
Do you want us to make a pair?
Yeah.
No.
Would you like to make a pair?
If you could put 200 of anything on a pair of jeans, what would it be?
$100 bills.
$100 bills. Thank you, Pat. You beat me to it.
There you go.
$1,000 bills.
Okay.
They don't make $1,000 bills anymore, right?
No. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Bank notes.
I can get you some.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yep.
Are they hot?
They are hot.
Who's on the 1,000?
I believe it is James K. Polk.
I'd bet you $1,000 it isn't.
Salmon P. Chase.
I know who's on the 5,000.
Mr. Rockefeller.
Who's on the 5,000?
James Madison.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's an obscure joke from a great movie with Elliot Gould.
Oh.
It's love obscure, him. All right.
Oh, no, it's a terrific movie. Philip Marlowe.
The Long Goodbye.
Long Goodbye, yeah.
Salmon P. Chase is on the $10,000 bill. I'm sorry.
Who's on the 1,000?
I haven't looked it up.
They're not in circulation, though, anymore. Is that correct? I think some of those bills are only for banking purposes.
Take your time.
I think you can only get $100. Isn't that the highest bill you can get?
Yeah.
Grover Cleveland.
Oh, I told you.
Is
I
on the 1,000. Grover. You did
said
not.
You said James K. Polk, you liar.
Well, you guys heard
that's
me wrong.
That's my favorite president name. Oh,
Cleveland was, that's cool. Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president of the United States. The only president to serve two non-consecutive terms.
Yeah. Thus far.
Yeah.
You never know. We'll know tomorrow or maybe Wednesday or Thursday or Friday.
Or maybe December 15th.
I have a lot of anxiety.
We have zero.
Everyone does.
You have zero anxiety about
yes.
I have a lot of anxiety.
Here's the thing. Our life ain't going to change none, no matter who the president is.
Well, that's probably true.
I'm Dickie today. I'll be Dickie tomorrow.
I'm Dickie all my life.
I think both candidates running for president, they often say things that they really aren't going to be able to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm president, I will make all purple shirts illegal. People, well, that's amazing.
No. Didn't you run for public office?
Did
what?
I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I ran on a platform of...
I don't know if we can play that anymore.
Oh, that's right. I remember the platform.
Masturbation should not be a crime.
Public.
Public masturbation should not be a crime.
Is that playable?
We played it. Yeah.
Really?
We played it since I've been here. Yeah.
Little young Jesse is on the...
Yeah. Just beat off jokes. Oh, sorry.
I believe there was a metronome playing. I believe it's right on beat throughout.
I believe. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'll watch the countdown. Count me in. Three, two.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Where have you been? I haven't seen you in a while.
I've been in jail.
Whatever for? Aww.
Excessive masturbation. I can't believe the laws in this country.
You got that right. That's why I'm voting for Chick McGee for Congress.
Chick McGee? Never heard of him.
You've never heard of Chick McGee? Why, he's the Rosa Parks of excessive public masturbation.
You mean he did it on a bus?
I'm not sure, but probably yeah.
I guess he does stand for the little guy. Not like his opponent, Jack Wilson. This year, I think I'm going to vote Jack off the ballot and pull the handle of Chick McGee for Congress.
Hello, I'm Chick McGee, and I'm running for Congress in your district. Masturbation is no crime, and I promise you that as your congressman, I'll take a hard stance in Washington. Right after I take a nap.
This message paid for by the friends of Chick McGee, Paul Rubin's treasurer.
There you go.
So Tom has always made sure that there is a serial masturbator
on
the show.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly right.
You didn't know that when you got on board?
Yeah, you took Chick's spot.
I also liked porn at that time.
Yeah. Okay.
We didn't hit the eating too much.
Right.
But everything
if
else.
You haven't got pegged with a bus stop. Oh, pegged was sorry. the bus station.
I mean, Saturday night at the bus station. Oh, I hit him with
that. Okay.
Yeah, he has mentioned
that's a clash.
Yeah,
certainly. Yeah,
that's evergreen. Mm-hmm.
Now, we return now to the Cilac Insurance News Desk with Christy Lee.
Hey, a new copyright rule will now allow McDonald's restaurants to fix their broken ice cream machines. Before this week, most of the McDonald's ice cream makers could only be repaired through the machine's manufacturer. and it was illegal for third parties to break the digital locks on the machines to fix them.
All right.
This ultimately led to the machines becoming the butt of jokes about their unreliability. We remember we have the app that shows you where the machines are working and where not. Now a new rule allows outside vendors to fix retail-level commercial food preparation equipment, including McDonald's ice cream.
Yeah, this is a, you can go into the weeds on this one, but it involves lots of different things. There are certain farming devices and heavy machinery that they cannot be fixed except by the manufacturer.
Was it a union deal or was it a...
I think it's like software patents.
Oh, like a proprietary...
Digital proprietary access.
Interesting.
And so there were... I read about, you know, farmers would be stuck in a field with, and they couldn't get it to be fixed because they couldn't get their guys were too busy fixing the other. I don't know.
Man. So now this should be happening less?
Apparently now that I guess someone apparently will start a company that has access to the code. I guess it's that's what it sounds like. There's some kind of a
code.
I always
thought it was just the employees. Ice cream makers are a pain to clean.
That's what I had always heard.
Yeah. Okay.
And I heard from a McDonald's employee, a buddy of mine who managed one, who said,
I am a serial McDonald's ice cream cone eater.
Me
too.
McDonald's ice cream is a delight.
They're
relatively healthy. If you want a quick snack, they're not bad.
Okay.
You're better.
Comparatively, you mean?
Yeah.
They're not too many calories, and they're delicious, and
they are good.
One of my favorite stories on this show does not involve the ice cream machine, but it involves McDonald's French fries. Remember the guy that had a dog that would not get in the car? He could never get his dog to get in the car for any reason. So finally, he put the dog in the car, drove to McDonald's, got an order of fries, gave them to the dog. Did that 3 or 4 times. Now, every time he wants to get in the car, the dog hops in, of course.
Yeah, he has to go to McDonald's, though.
Which, and if you've had McDonald's fries, what's wrong with that? That seems like a great idea. And maybe he'll be able to get an ice cream cone, too.
Even Julia Childs loved McDonald's fries.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
And they were the best fries out there.
They've got it down. There's a reason. But anyway, this involves something called here, I've got it, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Interesting.
Making it illegal for third parties to bypass digital locks on copyrighted material. So I know it sounds a little bit legal ease, et cetera, but this may get your favorite McDonald's, get their machine back up and running.
I'd always heard, too, that their Coca-Cola is so great, and it is.
Yeah.
I think McDonald's has the best fountain Coke.
Mm-hmm.
It's because their machines are calibrated by Coca-Cola employees. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, okay. I didn't
know that.
Well, that's handy.
So you're going to get
them. That's why everybody in front of me in line is getting Coke at the McDonald's.
It's
like, that's
so
it.
Good.
That's like all they get.
Yeah.
I'll have a large... I'm like, what?
Yeah. And I think oftentimes they're just a dollar or whatever. But yeah.
Anyway, I just hope they can McHurry and McFix the McMachine with the muck ice cream. Okay,
you're doing cute work over there.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's cute.
A company in Australia has created a so-called poop-powered car. Talk about this? The experimental Mitsubishi was created in cooperation with...
It rhymes with Mitsubishi.
Yeah, Queensland Utilities at their sewage treatment plant in Oxley. This vehicle is powered solely by electricity generated from the waste gas of approximately 300,000 Brisbane residents. Utility spokesman said the company was investigating how to purify the gas so it could be a standalone product. Currently, the fuel extracted from human waste is just 60% pure.
We got it. The first 6 times.
Whereas it needs to be 98% pure to power a car. A utility.
This is a scam. So this is.
I knew this was a scam.
These are electric vehicles, but the electricity is being generated by
poop,
by methane. I'm assuming it is. So
why
it's,
is it a scam?
Well, because you're not.
Is the car going forward?
You're not putting defecant, if you will, in the tank.
No, they're using the gas.
Well,
the utility company eventually hopes to one day power its 300 vehicle fleet through renewable energy.
So which is it? Methane is terrible, or it's being used to save the planet?
It sounds like it's being used to power batteries for
these cars.
But again,
I thought the idea was less methane.
It's not like, you know, fill up on Mexican. We got to gas the car up before we can make it to Kankakee.
That's way better to have to fill up the tank.
Yeah. we got to go nuke, okay? Let's just start building some nuclear power plants and all this stuff can go
away. Would you drive a nuclear powered car?
Absolutely.
With no fear.
No fear at all. Absolutely.
It'd be just fine.
I'm driving the new Toyota China Syndrome.
Well, don't be silly.
A couple of early mistakes. They got it all figured out.
As I've often said, more people have died in Ted Kennedy's car than died it'd be from the American nuclear power plant.
You have the new Honda Elephant's Foot?
No, it'd be the... that thing's badass. It's the Oppenheimer,
Oppenheimer
fission.
We got it done. I'm very skeptical of the Australian poop mobile.
Well, when you put it that way.
You got your poop mobile where you got his eminence up there. You don't want the eminence from the poop. You don't want the poop pope mobile.
Pooping and pope.
That's disrespectful.
Poop and pope.
Sure. He's.
You know what you call the grill of the Pope Mobile?
What? What's
the Eminence Front.
That is a fine joke, and that is my favorite Who song, other than Bob O'Reilly.
I love that.
Eminence Front.
Oh, that's a great joke. That's a nice joke. Josh, it didn't get the laugh it deserved.
Well, it may have, but thank you.
No, it was very good.
Got to read this letter real quick for you, Chick.
Okay.
I fully support and enjoy your Ronnie Millsap tribute this morning. But I got to tell you, I think he's a jerk. My wife and I went to see him in concert a few years ago. She waved at him the entire show. He never looked back and waved.
Oh.
What a jerk.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired. Okay.
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville. We always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.